Hi, I'm Kate Smirthwaite, and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is January the 25th. We start with education, and 12,000 students from low-income homes failed to claim bursaries that they were entitled to last year. Experts believe the problem could be solved by putting a break into the Richard and Judy scheduling season. The universities themselves have been accused of not being proactive in distributing the cash and of underspending by £19 million. What I don't understand is where exactly the incentive is for them to tell students about the availability of the money. It's like when your gran gives you a tenner and says, "Share this with your brother." You're not going to mention it, are you? One of the problems highlighted in today's report is with the forms the students are expected to fill in. Apparently they contain long words and have to be filled in with pen, not crayon. Now, science, and an important step has been taken in the quest to create a synthetic life form. That's right, they've rigged the lab up to the lightning rod. Now, the team of US scientists say they have built the entire set of instructions for driving a bacterial cell. At the next mitochondria, turn right. Now, crime, and the tabloids barely had space for the usual round of titty pictures and dead princess conspiracy theories, following the news that there's been a police raid on a group of Romanian criminals who've been using children as pickpockets. The police discovered the criminal network following an internal riot started by a child asking, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" Police said these child thieves are worth £100,000 a year to the gang, which puts Britain's turkey twizzler guzzling key stage 4 failures to shame, really, doesn't it? Now, politics and playwright Alan Bennett has said that public schools should be abolished as they only allow parents to buy advantages for their children. A government spokesman responded, saying, "Buying privilege is the whole point of public schools. Without that system, people like me would have to get real jobs, getting our lily-white hands dirty and interacting with a sort of riffraff I wouldn't dream of having round my house, not even to mow the croquet lawn." And speaking of general snobbery, the residents of Windsor have complained that they share a postcode with Slough. Residents of Slough said they thought the two areas had many similarities. Sure, that's why the nation's ruling family is named Slough instead of Windsor. Now, Australia, and firstly the authorities in Darwin, have used chicken as a bait to catch a crocodile that got into a sewage pond. They used locally sourced chicken because the stuff we produce in the UK doesn't actually taste better than sewage. And secondly, in Australia, a teenager who threw a house party while his parents were away, causing $20,000 of damage, has announced his intention to turn professional. Surely Australian teenagers don't need help trashing houses. Before making this rather strange career move, however, Corey Delaney was working on a building site, presumably the one where his parents' house used to be. And finally, entertainment, and the title of the next Bond movie has been announced. It's called Quantum of Solace, which is a bit of a departure from the usual shoot or get shot. Maybe this one will have more of an arty, intellectual, romantic plot to it. The Bond girl leaves him to live with her dying mother, and he realises there's more to life than spying and opens an organic plant shop. French actor Matthew Almaric, who plays the bad guy, said his character had the smile of Tony Blair and the crazy eyes of Nicolas Sarkozy. Great. Our politicians are now so horrible and evil, actors use them as role models for Bond villains. And that's all from me for today. I'm back on Monday. Until then, thanks very much for listening. I'm Kate Smirthwaite, and goodbye.